Welcome to Smart Mindset 360, the podcast where we help you level up in every part of your life. I'm Kyle Kohler, your host, and each episode is packed with tips on goal setting, business, health, and finance. We dive deep into the strategies that drive success and give you the tools to make real progress. Everything we discuss is about getting ahead, taking steps every day to push forward. If you're ready to push yourself, grow, and achieve your goals, you're in the right place. Let's shift your mindset and start making things happen. Welcome to another episode of Smart Mindset 360. I'm stoked. We got Jeff here, Jeff Daniels. He's a great real estate agent, still works boots on the ground, but owner of Serve Real Estate. We're going to talk a lot about just, it's a big rebuild you've done.
Oh, yeah.
You've done this multiple times, built companies in different types of, you know, businesses, whether it be a golf simulator business, which is really cool, real estate. But this time you were really, really, you'd made really calculated decisions. You were playing chess.
Oh, yes.
When you built this. So tell us a little bit about Serve. You got a cool hat, cool branding.
Dude, yeah, the Serve hat. Here we go. No, Serve is, it's the baby right now. It's kind of the project. It's kind of the passion project because, you know, I've helped build other real estate brokerages kind of on the back end, on the operations side, and helped those brokerages scale, get agents. In fact, one actually ended up doing they actually had a buyout, which was really cool. At that point, I was no longer involved with the company, but I had a unique opportunity that my old brokerage, I could become the sole owner, right? So
yeah,
I became the sole owner of the old brokerage, and I had an opportunity to kind of be like, okay, it's just me. I can make all the decisions right now. Where are we going to take this company, right? What are we going to do with it? What's going to be the values? What's going to be the direction? Who's going to be my, the agents that I want to recruit into this company? And what was really cool is it happened in a time in my life, which I think things always happen the way they're supposed to. And I had just gone through my men's coaching group, which you and I have talked a lot about, which is Jimmy Rex's We Are the They, which was a massive mindset shift for me, right? It really opened me up to understand a little bit more about how I tick, how I operate, what really motivates me, and what really my values were, right? My values and my standards. So it was really cool to be like, okay, Serve, what are we going to do with this thing? How are we going to build it so that it creates impact, right? So because I don't want to build anything just for the reason of, I mean, we are in business to make money. That is one of the things, but what we do with that money is more important to me than anything else. You know, how we build our families, how we build our legacy, how we impact our communities is like, how can I build a company that one can impact our clients, but also impact the agents at the office to make their lives better, to make their real estate companies better, to make their lives balanced so that they can go out and expand and grow as people, not just as realtors, right? Because
that's a grind. Doing real estate transactions, if you're just transactional focused, it's a grind. You got to find some angle of not just focusing on the transaction. It's like there's so many things outside of just the transaction that you can provide value. So that's, I love that.
It's crazy to, I talk to a lot of people about like your central nervous system, right? That fight or flight mode. It's like when you're a real estate agent, you are constantly in fight or flight. Right? It's like, where's the next deal? Where's the next deal? Because what you do, like your job on the daily is putting out fires, right? And managing emotion.
Firefighter.
You're a professional firefighter. You're a professional psychologist. You're a professional, you know, you're Dr. Phil to all your clients, right? It's like, oh my gosh, you know, the wife is doing, she's emotionally attached to this house. And the husband's just plugging everything into his Excel spreadsheet saying, oh no, we can't do this. And she's like, oh, what? And you know, and you're having to moderate, mediate, and take this and make it work. So it's a stressful job, right? And people are like, you know, they don't see a lot of the stuff on the back end and the emotional stress and the tax that it takes on an agent to keep it together, right? When you're dealing with all those moving parts and pieces. So it's like, man, it's a stressful job. How can we build it so it's sustainable? And how can we build it so that our agents have a little bit more balance? What systems, what mentorship can I provide? So I was like, well, I need to start with a really solid foundation, right? And actually, Serve came earlier before I rebranded the whole company. I had a team where I was doing corporate relocation at my previous brokerage. And it was the Brenton Daniels team, which was my other partner.
Yeah.
And we had a bunch of agents on that team, and they were like, well, we don't really want to like market your guys' name. And I was like, okay, valid. Like that, yeah. That's a valid point. Like, you don't want to just market me and Taylor Britton. Like, we want something collaborative. So we actually invited everybody in, sat down. It was like, hey, let's come up with something that feels like us as a team, because we kind of prided ourselves in being this white glove level of service for our relocation clients. And that's where the name Serve came from, right? And then I was kind of playing with Serve and with my new business partner, and we're like, hey, what are our values? Let's create our value structure. And we sat down and it's like, okay, S in Serve is for service, right? Providing that's like the baseline in any service industry.
Yeah.
You provide good service. It's funny, like you get people that call the time like, oh, we'd love for you to come. I'm like, there's industries that just, that is your lowest common denominator, that you provide good service. So that's the base, right? But the U is for understanding, which is, I really try to train my agents to be like, you need to understand the motivations of your clients. They might tell you it is, oh, we want to buy a house for this, this, and this. You got to go deeper. You got to go deeper. Well, why? You know, why? Why? You can always go levels deeper to understand what the true motivations are. And when we're talking mindset, I mean, you and I could go really deep on this, because a lot of people in everything they do, this could go back to like, hey, a limiting belief or an imposter syndrome,
yep,
or something that's like, hey, I want to buy this big house because I get validated on how my friends see my wealth. But yeah, they may not directly say that, but if I can dive deep on the understanding part and understand that's what's happening, it helps me kind of find a solution and work around it, right? So I'm really training my agents on to, we need to understand our clients, not just bedroom, bathroom, lot size, car. No, let's understand your family dynamic, where you grew up, how you guys met, how's your relationship. Not in a way of like you're sitting down with your psychologist and, you know, they're laying on the couch, we're not asking a bunch of questions, but understand, because it weaponizes the agent to be able to do a good job, right? Gives them the right resources, the right tools. And then the R for in service relationships, because I, like you said, transactional. If you're just always transactional,
right,
it's almost like it's like this sickness almost that just festers and grows inside of you, right? That you get resentful to the grind because you're doing it for the wrong reasons.
Yes.
Right? So it's like relationships. And this industry is built on relationships. So the relationship comes first with the client, right? And that's, we just want to drill that into our agents, because that's what builds a long, sustainable business, is when you have a business of relationships and not a business of transactions, right? And then the V to end it all off is like continually creating massive amounts of value. And value isn't directly related just to real estate. Value is, well, after they transact, how can I add value to that person's life, right? And we do that through many different ways, but, you know, like the events that we throw on at Serve, trying to provide these experiences for our clients. We try to send information regarding their communities, regarding what's going on, not only in real estate, but everything else that we think people need to know or need to understand and be aware of, whether it's like, hey, we're going to throw a quick seminar on your body's relationship to food and how you can better, you know, plan your meals to have a better, healthier life, or let's do a group yoga class, or let's go and talk about how to do better goal setting. Let's do all these things. So that's the foundation of Serve, is that service, understanding, relationships, and value. And then that's kind of what we based it on. So sorry, that's a lot to talk
about. No, it's great. No, I love it. I love that when I hear you speak, core values, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have corporate core values. We're like, does people really mean that? Is that real? Is it just a bunch of corporate BS?
Yeah.
I'm seeing it. When you explain it, it's not only a passion of foundation, but it really is. You guys mean it.
Oh,
you have a core foundation of everyone rowing together, and they actually mean, and they have this vision, and they believe
mm-hmm.
in what they're not only just selling, but what they're living.
Yep.
That's why I'm seeing so much success at Serve right now, because I see that in others as well. It reflects on others. Everyone understands. That's cool that together you guys got to create that too.
Mm-hmm.
You got people in the room. You were able to make that decision, and it's really great. And, you know, service, obviously, people say they have phenomenal service, but that's always going to be the hardest, I think, just because do you really have the best service? Because are you really answering your phone? Are you really providing the best value as far as being available and stuff like that? So that's cool you have that. But I really love the understanding piece, because I think that's one of the biggest things that people struggle with, is sometimes they just need to listen. You just need to listen a lot more than speak. Because as salesmen, as owners, as managers, as, you know, all these other things, sometimes we just talk too much, or we project what we want. You got to understand, what is it what they like? So I like that you said deep, going deeper. And another thing I like a lot, obviously, you know, relationship and value. Amazing. So cool. It's just so catchy. Foundation was a big word for me, because you laid the foundation before this company through coaching, and you understand who you were as a person. And I think, you know, as leaders and as owners of companies, it's so important that we have that. I think when you can find that out and you can be the right mindset, then, you know, you can help others. Because you could still be crushing it, and numbers and metrics are great, but if your mindset's not there, people see that. They hear it in the tone of your voice. They hear it and they feel it. Energy is huge. I think energy is such a big thing. And so tell me a little bit about, you know, with that foundation, how have you been able to fix the, you know, mindset of, you got to switch it, right, between the agent needs that you have and the client needs. So tell a little bit about that.
Yeah, because as a real estate broker, you know, somebody who is actively selling, right? So I wear two hats. So as the owner of the brokerage, my client is the agent, right? And so I need to understand, again, I need to serve them, understand them, relate to them, and create massive amounts of value for the agent. And so one thing, like you said, is we wanted to go to our agents and ask, you know, what would you want us to do as a company? What would create value for your business? What would create opportunities for you to grow personally and professionally? Because that's something, you know, in a training I did years and years ago, there were some studies done on, you know, pay raises versus personal growth opportunities. And they found a lot more correlation with loyalty and effort when there were personal growth opportunities in conjunction with professional growth opportunities.
Interesting.
Yeah. So a lot of people just throw more dollars on the table and say, hey, we're going to give you a raise. We're going to give you a raise. We're going to give you a raise. When in reality, it says, I'm going to give you things that help you expand yourself, right? Give you opportunities for growth. So I'm going to challenge you and give you the ability to fail and not hold it against you, and help you learn, grow, and understand more. And at the same time, I'm still going to give you opportunities to earn more.
Yeah.
Is huge in the foundation of how I can help my agents, right? And so we started doing these retreats similar to what my men's group did, where it wasn't real estate focused. It was internal for all the agents. You know, how can they change their mindset? How can they have more understanding about themselves, or maybe how their subconscious operates? I mean, all the way from their childhood to their relationships to sports in school, we build a lot of our belief system on the events that happen in our childhood. And we don't realize that subconsciously they are dictating how we act even as adults now. And so we've gone with our agents and helped kind of go through that process and just bring that to the surface and bring some understanding around that, so that they can be like, oh, well, yeah, I may project on my clients a little bit because I have this insecurity about myself, because I had this belief about money the way I grew up. And that affects a transaction sometimes. So it's really cool to see how we've taken those retreats, we've taken those conversations and kind of incorporated them into the business, so that these agents are growing personally. That helps their business. It helps them relate to their clients. It helps them understand their clients deeper. And it's, we're just seeing kind of everybody just elevated a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. In addition to the traditional real estate stuff that we train on and compliance and all that stuff, we provide some of the best training that we possibly can in the industry to these guys, and the best resources. But without that other piece, I think it's just falling on deaf ears, right? It's like people just are like, oh yeah, I got to sit through another training about paperwork, or I got to sit to another training about this. But we try and relate, why are we training about this? How is this going to affect the relationship? How is it going to affect your performance? How is it going to affect you? How is it going to affect your business, which ultimately affects your family, your happiness, the amount of joy you experience, and your ability to expand yourself? Because honestly, it's like, oh, we had this conversation. You've heard money doesn't buy happiness, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's heard that. Okay. Well, I had this philosophy with somebody and I said, well, I think our definition of happiness now in the world is just so far off of what real happiness is. Okay. And yes, you don't need money, but it does facilitate in your ability to create experiences that allow you to expand. And my belief is that expansion creates happiness. Like if you're not learning, growing, becoming more, being more, always improving on oneself, are you really enjoying life to its fullest?
Yeah.
Right? So when you travel, it's like, I'm experiencing new things. I'm going to decide to do this, even though I'm in my late 30s, I'm going to decide to learn a new skill and I'm going to expand myself. Well, I'm going to go hire the best teacher. I'm going to go hire the best coach. I'm going to go to the coolest places. I'm going to do these things. You need money to do a lot of that. It facilitates it. Can you do it without? Of course. But I'm like, guys, if we're not expanding and growing, what's the point? What are we doing?
Yeah.
Right?
I think a lot of people get that, you know, I think with my wife too, she's got four little kids.
Mm-hmm.
And she felt like she kind of lost herself as far as like, she's like, when do I have time for me and my hobbies? And we just got to make time.
Yeah.
We got to just, if we can find it, you can really look into your schedule and find it, make time. But I love that. When you're really improving yourself or you have some sort of challenge, it makes everything, even the difficult stuff, easier.
Oh, yeah.
And also, like you said, it gives you a sense of purpose. And I think a lot of people go through that in multiple, I think you and I are in the same like mid-30s. You know, that's the cycle we're going with right now. But, you know, I think you get that in your when you're in your teens,
oh, yeah.
20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s. I'm seeing it in different cycles. So I love that you have that. I had another question about, the strategic decisions.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not only just with, you know, partners, vendors, location.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Guys have been very strategic on not just the foundation and the teachings and the culture, but those things as well. Talk a little bit about,
right?
You know, and if you're an entrepreneur listening to this podcast, this is great. This is a really great
yeah
piece here.
Yeah, this is some of, you know, I took a lot of advice from my previous coaches when, you know, I'd gone into other partnerships, I think a little too soon, a little too quickly, because maybe I saw that they had a skill or something that maybe I needed that maybe complement. But again, it was coming from, I think, a scarcity mindset of, oh, I need them. I need them because of this, and this, right? And so when I was sitting with the company by myself and kind of figuring out what the direction we want to go and how we wanted to grow, I knew I did need somebody, right? I needed another partner. And kind of thinking about that, it was, you know, what role would they play? What are my weaknesses? What are the strengths I'm looking for? And really being purposeful and strategic about finding that next person. So, funny story. So you've met Keegan.
Mm-hmm.
Keegan Mataele is my business partner at Serve. And our other...
Great.
He's phenomenal. The guy is such a stud. And actually is the puzzle piece that complements kind of what we're doing, right? He has a whole different skill set than I do, but we align on the values, right? And that's the most important. So I was in the process of like vetting a partner. And Michael Boswell, another one of our agents, called and he says, hey, I heard through the grapevine, Keegan might be leaving where he's at. And I was like, man, I'm really impressed with this guy. I'm really impressed with what he does, but I need to know a little bit more. So I call him and he ghosts me. He didn't answer my phone call. And then I like text him again and he didn't answer my phone call. And he did actually say at a lunch appointment the other day, he says, it was kind of out of respect because I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't want to like lead anybody on or do this or that or the other. And obviously he didn't know I was actually reaching out to talk to him about partnership. I was probably just reaching out and be like, hey bro, come over and Serve. And like,
yeah.
You want my, like a standard recruiting call, which
yeah.
You always get. So, but we had a really good conversation at lunch and like, I was using language that wasn't like, hey, come work at Serve. It was more of like, hey, what are your values? Like, where do you align? And he's like, wait, what is this conversation? I was like, he's like you're so confused. He's like, what are you doing? Like, this is the weirdest recruiting lunch I've ever been to. And I'm like, no, I'm actually vetting you as somebody that I could consider as a partner moving forward, helping me build this company. And he was like kind of taken back. And anyway, we spent a lot of time and we spent a lot of energy and we were so strategic in that partnership process of I needed to know what his value systems were. He needed to know what my value systems were, what our goals were, how we aligned, you know, even physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, to see if we were a good fit, which was the first time in my career that I spent what I think is the right amount of time vetting a partner to see if he was a good fit.
And I truly believe that's probably one of the top things that partnerships and companies do that they mess up on.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Number one error.
Is the number one. I mean, if your management or your core, your founders are not like aligned and in sync, it could
hold each other accountable.
Hold each other, yeah.
So just that whole vetting piece. And from experience, trust me, mm-hmm. I've dove into things and it was not a fit.
Yeah.
It just wasn't. You could not, no matter how much you tried,
yeah.
It wasn't a fit. And, you know, it takes you back. It's a big setback.
It is a huge setback. I think a lot of us, we get like that excitement. We get that energy. We get that feeling. We're like, oh my gosh, we can go to the freaking moon with this thing. And then we forget. It's like, well, hold on. Ooh, let's reel this back in. Pump the brakes. Let's hold up. So we spent probably 3 weeks and about 30 hours of conversation where we actually met our families needed to meet.
Yeah.
I needed to meet his wife. I needed to meet his kids. I wanted to see how he was as a father, as a husband, and vice versa. And it just kind of aligned in that way, right? So
yeah,
it aligned in that way, and we were like, okay, I think we're good to go. Let's go ahead and do this thing. So, you know, we did the thing. We got everything structured, and we kind of started. And then it was like, hey, now we're going to plan. Now we're going to mastermind. Now we're going to be like, we both have this vision. Let's map this thing out, right? We mapped this thing out. And then it was like, okay, we need, like you said, we were so strategic in even like the office space,
yep.
Right? We wanted to find a place that could provide more than just a place for people to come work, right? Because we're huge on culture. We're huge on health. We're huge on, I mean, it's a holistic approach, right? So personally for me, and this might even be a little bit selfish for me, is like, one, I wanted a location near the freeway,
yeah.
So that our agents could get to.
It's so easy to get there and get out.
So quick. Like it's in Bluffdale. It's right off the freeway. And we wanted a place where we could host events. So we could have people, we could have a bigger group there. So we wanted more of a warehouse feel. And honestly, I'll tell you, I mean, future, this is probably just the first location in which I've got like Rob Dyrdek Fantasy Factory like vibes in my head in the future for sure.
Or Dude but, Perfect. I could
oh yeah,
see you
Dude Perfect for sure. I mean, you think of Mark Grober on YouTube, the science guy, Dude Perfect in their headquarters, the Dyrdek Fantasy Factory, like that's the vision when we get as big as we want to be. But personally, I was like, man, I've been struggling balancing time between going to the office and going to the gym. And I was like, wait a second, this office space opened up right next door to my wife's CrossFit gym. I was like, I got to jump on that. That eliminates any excuse I have.
Yeah, there's no excuses. It's down the hall.
Yeah.
Like, it's also a big part of your wife's network, too.
Huge part of my wife's network.
So
huge
right
part of
there.
Our personal network.
You provide value to them as well.
Mm-hmm. No,
that was brilliant.
Yeah, it was huge. And I was like, in the office, I was like, okay, let's build out a shower. Let's build out this. So if agents want to come. And
no excuses. You got a shower.
Yeah. They were like, oh, man, I got to run home to shower. I'm like, no, I can come to the office. I can fit a workout in when I need to fit a workout in. I can shower. I can be right back in the office.
You guys work out together?
Yes, which is one of my favorite things to do is work out when my wife's working out. So, I mean, school kind of threw our schedules off a little bit when school started, but we're kind of on this system now where I can at least get 1 to 2 workouts a week with her, which is awesome, that time we get to spend together. And it's fun to see her in her element. I mean, you've seen her. She's a freaking beast in the gym.
Yes. Like, oh,
yeah. It's crazy.
She is a CrossFit logo.
Oh, she is the CrossFit. Like, if you were like, look, mom of three.
Mox calling.
Yeah. Yeah, like mom of three that is just a badass in the gym. Like that is my wife. So it's been cool because, like, that's one of my goals is to get, I don't know if I'll get on her level when it comes to, like.
I don't know if anyone will.
It's pretty nutty. You're right. But I'm like, hey, I gotta at least meet her energy when it comes to like the lifestyle that we want to lead as a family, right? And being an example to the agents in my office, right? Like, that's one thing that if I'm coaching them on the holistic approach of becoming better in all aspects, I've also got to be one of the leaders that does that.
Yeah.
So,
leading by example is huge.
It is huge.
It's, you know, when you're the one pulling the wagon,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, people see that and they respect that. I also really like what you're doing as far as you guys, not only are you just, you're strategic in the location, but you're also really smart with your finances.
Yeah.
Tell me a little about what Keegan did to be able to offset basically the whole entire mortgage of this place.
Oh, yeah.
The cars.
Oh, yeah. So Keegan had another business in which he wanted to launch, which was such a cool collaboration with what we do because it's a networking type of industry, which is the car industry, right? The supercar industry.
Honestly, in Utah, it blew my mind. It was the most supportive, biggest community, coolest people I've ever seen, like met, and they support each other. It's really cool.
It is really cool to watch. So what we did is we have this big warehouse space in addition to our office space, and Keegan and I were strategically looking for a warehouse slash office, one, to host the events, but two, to put this other business in, which is called Iron Pine Garage and Social.
Yeah.
And so Iron Pine is a supercar storage facility in which they'll take in these cars and store these cars, which is awesome as an agent. You walk in, you're like, oh, there's
a Lamborghini. It's cool to have meetings, and there's a Lamborghini and a Ferrari and a Porsche behind you, yeah, and you're talking. It's just a cool vibe. Yeah, it's a cool vibe, but it offsets the finances. It helps pay for that. And so, I mean, that's really cool that you guys have that, and just that have that community that intertwines. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I say niches make the riches, right? Mm-hmm. Sound like I'm swearing right now, but niches make the riches. I just wanted to rhyme. And so you guys have a good niche there.
Yeah.
Man, I want this to go longer. We got to have a part two. We'll wrap this up. But, you know, last thing I want to ask you before we close out, we got a couple minutes left. Is just, what would you like, you know, if there's any real estate agent or just someone that wants to change industries that's on the fence, what's a good way to reach out to you? What's the last thing you could provide to help change their life?
Yeah, absolutely. I like to meet with people in person. I'm an in-person kind of guy. Like, some people call it old school, some people call it whatever.
Best.
It is absolutely the best, because I want to understand, like I said, that you understand. I have people that are like, oh man, I want to get into real estate. Well, why? Why do you want to get into real estate? I need to understand on a deeper level. And then I can be completely blunt and honest with people, like, hey, what do I feel would be the best for you as an individual? Is that my office? It might be. Is that somebody else's office? And I've turned people away from my own office and said, hey, I don't think we're going to be a good fit. I think you need to go here first. And then maybe if you establish, then you can come here. Or maybe I do think you're a good fit. But because I always have their best interests, regardless. Yeah. Because I know if I put that energy into the universe, that the universe is just going to put that energy back right back into our company. But, you know, reach out to me via DM. You know, reach out to me. DM's probably the best. And I even have some of my contact information because, you know, I want people to reach out and have those conversations. So DM me or send me an email, and then I want to get them on a schedule, right? Take them to lunch, understand them, figure them out, and then even provide any type of value I can, whether it's related to real estate, business, consulting, life, mentorship, mindset shift. I'm an open book because I just want to be able to help everybody just excel.
Love it, man. Well, sir, we got service, understanding, relationships, and value.
Value.
So cool. Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate having you.
Thanks, Kyle, for having me, man.